Amen? Give the love of God out. You can't lose that way. It's so neat to be a winner and not a loser. Because the devil's lied to people, telling them they're losers. You'll never amount to anything. You'll never have a good job. I mean, even this kid yesterday, you know, he was just engaged. He broke off the engagement. And he's going to travel over in Europe, he told me, you know. See, people go from one thing to another, just looking for God, see. But I know he was touched. He goes, where's your church? And I told him where a church was. He's a Catholic, a born-again Catholic, because I prayed with him 13 years ago. And I invited him to come to Living Word. He said, I think I'm going to come over there. It was so neat what God can do in our lives. Right. Amen?
Amen?
And those people that we pray with tomorrow, God can use them. Tell them. God wants to use you. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, please. Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Who qualifies to be a witness? Hallelujah. Verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. He was a persecutor. He was a murderer. He stood by when they stoned Stephen. And it wasn't marijuana. Can you imagine the forgiveness that Stephen had? You know, one time I taught at our church about forgiveness. I talked about Joseph, how he had to forgive his brothers, and then how he had to forgive the butler and the baker because they lied about him. Amen? Potiphar's wife, she lied and said he tried to come on to her, and he ran, he fled out of the room. He was a man of God. The devil's a liar. Stephen, he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He said, when they're stoning him. He looked up into heaven and says, Jesus, when he was on the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Can you imagine that? That's how we need to be.
Amen.
But see, a lot of Christians have grudges. They're holding grudges in their heart. I might have shared this a month and a half ago. I don't know if I did or not. Guess you'd have to listen to the tape. But faith comes by hearing if I did say it. Because it's so important to have a forgiving heart for people. Because every one of us have been through hurts.
True.
People have hurt us. People have stabbed you in the back, you might say.
Yeah.
Spiritually stabbed you with a sword or something.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to cut you up with their words.
Yeah.
Lied about you.
True.
But you got to forgive them.
That's right.
Amen? And when you forgive them, you get free.
Yeah. Right.
That's what's so awesome. You get free, and then you become more like Him. I want to be more like Jesus. Jesus was very forgiving, wasn't He?
Yeah.
Jesus didn't hold grudges, did He? Amen? He didn't get even, did he?
No.
We don't have to get even.
Right.
The Bible says, vengeance is mine.
Amen.
I'll repay, saith the Lord.
Yes,
if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For in so in doing, it's like you're pouring coals of fire on his head.
Yeah.
Then it says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what that old rat did to me. I mean, this Rick I talked to last week who's going to put gutters in my house, he could say that. My wife took my kids away. He's going to have them this week. 10 days he gets his kids.
Aww.
I said, you're going to have an awesome time with your kids.
Aww.
He goes, I know I am. God's so good.
Yes, he's so
hallelujah. And I restored that man because he was a backslid Christian too.
Yeah.
But the love of God, hallelujah, used to go to our church.
Hallelujah.
And I know he'll come back too.
Because
the love of God compels people.
Yes, right.
The world needs to see the love of God.
Yeah.
Compel people. It'll draw you to people.
Yeah.
People are drawn to you when you're walking in love.
Yeah.
They just, you should see it in South America. They are just drawn to that love, man. You come out there, it's like little chickens coming. All you guys been over to Peru, a lot of you been there. Hallelujah. They just come out of the houses just pressing on you. It reminds you of the biblical days when they were pressing on Jesus. People pressing, you got tracks and kids are trying to grab them out of your hands. And then you're throwing candy up in the air and the kids are jumping all over trying to get the candy in. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful serving God. It's so wonderful walking in the love of God and the Spirit of God. Because love never fails. We will never fail if we walk in the love of God. When we walk in the love of God, we don't have any fear. The Bible said in 1 John, it says, perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment. We don't have, what do we have to fear anyway? I read Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians today. Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. You know? That's a win-win situation. To live is Christ. When we're living, we live for Jesus Christ. When we die, we're with Jesus Christ. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God forever. God's doing a work. We're laborers together tonight. Tomorrow we're going to go into the highways and the byways and compel people to come in. They're going to be drawn to the love of God. Some people will say, no, they don't want to hear it. And really they mean, yes, they do. Amen. God's going to touch them through us. I was reading in Isaiah today. Here I am, Lord, send me. I bet you all of these people that I brought with me never thought in their mind years ago that they'd be going over to South America. How many times have you been to South America?
Nine
times he's been to South America. How about you, Mike? Peggy? Jerry? Once? Todd? Once? Three? Anybody else? It's amazing. Mexico, Cuba, how many times Cuba? Twice in the last 2 years, right? Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome? See, God is opening the doors. Isn't that something? I mean, just ordinary people. God can use ordinary people. Just like us. That's what's so awesome about it. Doesn't matter what your name is. It's what his name is. Oh, he's got the name. We're reading about the name today. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen? At the name of Jesus, it says, there's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for that wonderful name, Lord. Jesus. What a wonderful name we have. Amen. Amen. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Yeah.
Pulling down strongholds. How do you pull down strongholds? You cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
You use the name of Jesus to cast down strongholds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, the word of God,
right.
The bond of unity will cast down strongholds. The Bible said, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? A house divided against itself will not stand. Amen? But it also says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst.
Amen.
Whatever two or three agree on, they shall be given of my Father which is in heaven. See, unity is such an important product of evangelism. Just unity. Submitting yourself one to another. Esteeming each other better than yourselves. That's what's so awesome. Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. 13-year-old. Where's Josh? How old are you? 13 years old. I was talking about you last time when I came home from Minneapolis. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. The young kids getting turned on to God, all you young people here. Thank God for you. I wish I would have got saved when I was 13. You guys don't have to go none of the garbage we went through. Thank God for it. Amen. I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. My parents didn't go to church. They dropped me off, though. I'll be back in an hour. Meet me at the back door. Hallelujah. Thank God we're not religious.
Amen.
I just love telling people that I'm not religious. It drives the devil nuts.
Yes.
Doesn't it? When you tell them you're not religious. Oh, is that some religious? No, it's not. I'm not religious. I hate religion. Amen. That's what I tell people. I hate religion. Here, can I give you some good news? What's it about? Jesus Christ. It's about a relationship, not a religion. Religious people crucified my Lord. They were priests. They stirred up the people. Crucify him, crucify him. And they let a robber and murderer go. Satan is a robber and a murderer. Amen? And he didn't want to let God's people go. A lot of people are in Egypt today. They need to be set free. You and I have the truth. Thy word is truth. Let's give them the truth tomorrow. And the truth will set them free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. They don't have to be in bondage no more. The devil lied to people. Told me I was going to be an alcoholic because my dad was an alcoholic. My grandfather died of alcoholism. Told me I was going to be an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. I used to be, but I'm a new creature. Old things passed away. I drink all I wanna. Thank you, Lord. I'll have another one. It says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's get filled tonight. Filled to overflowing. You know, I was standing in this front row here the last time I was here, and the pastor was up there talking. And I don't know, I don't think she remember what she said, but she just started talking about launching pad.
Yeah.
She started saying 10, 9, 8. And I fell over on the floor. And I've been going ever since. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. God's opened the doors.
Yeah.
He'll open more doors.
Yeah.
But you got to walk through the ones He's opened
for
you.
Right.
And you can't get ahead of him.
No.
He's got perfect timing.
Yes,
we were talking about me coming down here 8 years ago.
That's
never happened. Now I've been down here twice in the last month and a half. God's got perfect timing. Hallelujah. The Bible said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Amen? Whatever you sow, you'll reap it back. We're going to be sowing love tomorrow. You're going to get love back. Hallelujah. People will call you up and apologize the way they treated you or something.
Oh,
hallelujah.
So
it's a principle, just like sowing and reaping money. You give your time tomorrow, you give the love of God, you're going to reap it back. You can't. It's a seed. The Word of God's a seed. The sower planted the Word. Hallelujah. And it's going to come forth and it's going to bring forth fruit. Colossians. Paul and Timothy went to the church at Colossae and they prayed for them. Hallelujah. They prayed that they'd walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. When you evangelize, you start increasing in the knowledge of God. You start increasing in the wisdom of God. When you start sharing your faith, Ephesians 4, it says, speaking the truth in love that you may grow.
Amen.
You guys have grown. There's people in this ministry that haven't been saved for 2 years. And you look at them, you think they've been saved for 10, 15, 20. Because they've been going.
Yeah.
And they've been growing.
That's right.
Because you grow when you go.
Amen. That's right, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
You grow when you go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you glow. See, the 13 years old, he's taking my words already. He's on fire. He's going to New York next week.
Glory.
We're going to New York City next Thursday. What's it, 6 days from now? We'll be in New York City.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that amazing?
Woo!
Frankfurt, Germany. Jacksonville, Florida. New York City.
Glory.
Warsaw, Poland. 8 days after I get back from New York, I'm going to Warsaw.
Wow.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for opening up doors.
Yes.
Thank God for faithfulness.
Yes.
Faithfulness. You'll abound with blessings when you're faithful.
Yes.
Be faithful in the little things and God will give you greater things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyhow, never let your troubles get you down. No matter what problems life might bring, hold your head up high and sing, hallelujah, anyhow.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. We are more than conquerors. I preached 3 years ago, we are. We are above only and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We are blessed going in the city. We are blessed going out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's here tonight. I'm getting stirred up. I don't know about you. But He's doing a stirring inside. There's a stirring going on. I love it when I get stirred by the Spirit of God. He's the only one who can stir anybody. I can't stir nobody, but the Holy Ghost can. He's the one who gets all the glory for anything that ever happens in my life, because He's doing, I can't do nothing. I'm nothing. The Bible said, if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. You guys will be singing that song tonight. Glory to God. Brother Steve, how many mission trips you and I have been on now together? 12 mission trips. How long have I known you? About 3 years? First time I saw Steve and his wife Sue was a March for Jesus. Remember that? He was astounded that I remembered his name. Oh, glory to God forever. Glory to God forever.
Oh, glory.
It's really warm in here. And I know you got air conditioning turned on too. Listen to this now. It says, verse 3, exactly what the Spirit said. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Amen? Amen. Then it goes on to say that, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you'll reap. Talks about giving unto those that teach you the word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Those that communicate the word to you. And then it says, be not deceived. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it back. Amen. Tomorrow we're going to sow eternal life, and we're going to reap that back.
Amen.
The God kind of life, the Zoe kind of life.
Amen.
The joy kind of life.
Yeah.
I rejoice every time a person gets born again.
Amen.
It just does something to my spirit.
That's right.
When I see people get saved. And I see them later on, I go, how are you doing? Man, I've never been the same since you prayed with me.
Amen.
My whole life's changed. My family came back to me. I got a job. Sometimes out on the streets we pray with somebody. Isn't it the truth? Before the night's over, they'll come up and say, hey, I got a job.
Yeah.
We agreed with them for a job. They get a job 2 hours later.
That's
God's doing a quick work.
Amen.
A quick work. Did you get it?
Yeah.
They got a job.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So we need to be steadfast, see?
Amen.
Steadfast.
Yeah, right.
Boy, that feels good right there. Steadfast, unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
So we're going to abound in the work to the Lord tomorrow.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And He's going to have His way.
Right.
Just expect that God's going to use you like He's never used you before.
Yeah.
I'm going to expect, I have my expectancy out for that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have your expectancy out there.
Amen.
Like I've never been used before.
Because
He wants to expand our expectancy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He wants to expand that.
Yeah.
He didn't want you to be intimidated.
No.
He didn't want you to think, well, I can't talk to that person. You got to go by the Spirit of God. We don't talk to everybody. You go by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Just be led of the Spirit. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Those that are the Lord's sons and daughters are led by the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8 says, we're His children. We're led by the Spirit of God. A lot of people tell me, they say, Nick, I don't feel led to go out in the streets. I just say, get the lead out. Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight that this so easily besets you.
Amen.
I don't feel led to do that. I'm not called to do that. Are you a Christian? Oh, yes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Given it shall be given. Praise God. A hundredfold return. Thank you, Jesus. Money cometh to me now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Yeah, money cometh to me now, so I can take the money to them now and set them free.
Amen.
And buy someone a car that needs a car. Or buy someone a suit of clothes that needs a suit of clothes. That's why God wants to bless us, so we can bless other people. And when you do that, then he's going to throw blessings that there's hardly room to contain it. That's what he wants to bless us for. Not so we can just have our stuff for us. And, no, but to give it away. And you give it away and it comes back. And you give it away and it comes back. Hallelujah. Again, it's not normal, is it, to the natural mind? Do you know the natural mind hates God? Romans 8 says it's hostile towards God. That's why when we get born again, I tell people, read the Bible now. Because your spirit's saved, but this old brain ain't. This flesh still wants to sin. But see, when you get the Holy Ghost in you, you can have, I smoke all the dope I want to smoke anymore. I don't want to smoke any because the Spirit of God rules and reigns in my heart. Whereas my flesh used to reign. Even a lot of Christians, they're born again, but they're driven by the flesh. Just driven by the flesh. Their mind is always, these thoughts are going just back and forth. And I know I had them myself till I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I love God with all my heart, but I tell you, I had lustful thoughts all the time. I couldn't stand it. I said, my Lord, I cry out to God. Didn't know about it till I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Didn't know 2 Corinthians 10. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. I found out who the devil was. You got to read the Word of God to find out who God is and who the devil is. The devil's a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago. And God lives in us. You and I are more than conquerors. We have the victory. And we're going to possess this land down here. Not because we're anything special. It's only the Holy Ghost that's special. And we're going to bring special delivery to these people. Special delivery. First class all the way.
Amen.
I got a one-way ticket for you. Marilyn, you can tell people. We got a one-way ticket. It's been paid for.
Amen.
It's not paid for by Delta Airlines or by you. By the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid the price. There was a price that was paid for us. There was a ransom. Amen. He shed his precious blood. Hebrews 9:22 says, there is no remission for sin without the shedding of blood. People need to know what Jesus Christ did for him. The Bible said he was beat beyond recognition in Isaiah. People couldn't even recognize his visage. You couldn't see it. Can you imagine getting beat with glass and bone? And yes, man, what he did for us. Why we were yet sinners, he did it. While they're yet sinners, he did it. Well, Brother Nick, you don't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done. God's known what you've done. He forgave you. The only sin you're going to go to hell for is rejecting what he forgave you for. Jesus Christ paid the price. He was a sacrifice once and for all. Accept him today. He accepts you just the way you are. He's the only one who can change you, sir. You can't change yourself. I could have never quit drinking. I tried it. I poured quart bottles of vodka down the drain. I'll never drink again. I wouldn't save, though. How could I do it? 34 years ago, I ran into St. Francis High School. He was the first person I ever met. 34 years later, he's going on a missions trip with me. Praise God. What God can do. Can you believe that? Him and I used to count beer cans. Stack them on the floor. From the floor to the ceiling. Used to have keg parties. We lived right on the beach. Played softball together. I used to coach bar teams. He's always been one of my best friends. He was best man in my first wedding. I was best man in his. 34 years later. Hallelujah. 2 weeks ago. 30 years later, another one of my friends who I used to play in a band with, Frank Fotia, his name is. His father passed away. My mom calls me up at work. I'm sitting at work. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning. She goes, Nick, did you hear that Paul Barkoff died? I said, what? She goes, yeah, he did. I says, well, I know where he went. She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, 1979, I went to Mercy Hospital. I held his hand. He got born again. So did his wife. Oh. Hallelujah. So I went to the funeral. I drove. I said, I'm going. Hopped in her, drove to the church, found out where the funeral was. You know, 2 days later, Frank was sitting in our church with me. Isn't that amazing? Love. Man, I can't believe you came here. Man, you touched my heart. His whole family were touched because of compassion. Thank God. We can't be so busy for other people. Well, bless God, I'm on vacation. I get my time now, bless God. Our life's a vapor. Amen. It might be their last day tomorrow. It might be their last day. Hey, can I give you some good news that changed my life? Yeah, I sure could use some. Some people respond like that. Yeah, I sure could use some good news. I've had a lot of bad news in my life. Well, I'm here to tell you that God loves you and He's got a plan and a purpose for your life, sir. You know, did you know that the Bible said God so loved the world He gave His only Son that whoever would believe in Him would not perish? Whew. Man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He loved us. He loves you. How can He love me? I'm a bum. Well, He loves bums. He loves everybody. He's not a respecter of persons. Well, my dad kicked me out. Well, he won't. Isn't that great? Your heavenly Father won't. Well, you don't know, my earthly father abused me sexually. Your heavenly Father won't. That's why a lot of people have a hard time believing in God, because their own fathers defiled them. And it's hard for them to accept, especially when they can't see it. They need to see it before they can believe it. That's what the world needs to see, see? Oh, I can't believe in God unless I see Him. Well, have you ever seen the wind? Huh? I've never seen the wind, but I saw, you know, I see what it does. Hallelujah. I've never seen sound waves, but I know they're there. Hallelujah. I never saw Abraham Lincoln, but I read about him in a book, and I believe he existed. Amen. I've used that analogy. People got born again when I used Abraham Lincoln. Well, I've never seen Jesus Christ. Well, I've never seen Abraham Lincoln either. Have you ever seen Abraham Lincoln? Oh, that Bible, that's just a book. That history book's just a book. You going to believe in Abraham Lincoln? You never seen Abraham Lincoln. How do you believe in him? Well, they have videos of where? You show me one, I'll get it. Isn't that the truth? I just heard that last week by somebody. Because I asked him that same question if they ever saw Abraham Lincoln. I can't believe in Jesus unless I see him. But they believe everything in their history book. Amen? Hallelujah. I said that to those kids in Germany. God is good, isn't He? We can use everything in our life to touch people's lives. We can use experiences. We can use our testimonies. We can tell people where we came from, where we're going. Thank God we're not going to hell. I love reading to Spanish people or any other person. Open up to Revelation 20, verse 15. I'm going to close here. Praise God. Revelation chapter 20. When I lead someone to Jesus Christ, some people say, what happens to those people that you lead to Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Now, every time I say hallelujah, I'm thinking about anyhow. Some of you were, too. Revelation 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I show those people after they pray with me. I say, one thing that happened to you tonight, you're never going to go to hell. Wow, they get, wow. Isn't that neat? Yeah. See, we're fishing, brothers and sisters. A lot of people are in the lake of fire. But we can deliver them into the streams of life. And you know, they even counted fish. I was reading in John chapter 20 or 21 today. They caught 153 fish, it says. Hallelujah. So we're going to count fish this weekend. We don't have to clean them. All we have to do is catch them. And they're all keepers, and there's no limit. Don't worry about your boat getting taken away from you or your rod and reel taken away. Hallelujah. Like they do when you take too many fish. They'll take your boat away in Minnesota. Deer hunting season, they'll take your truck away, your rifle. If you shoot a shine a deer or whatever, they'll take everything away. I've had guys, they took their automobile away. Not with Jesus. They're all keepers. And everyone's different. Everyone's unique. They're all different. We're all different. We all have different gifts. And we need every gift here. Amen? We're gifted. God's placed gifts in His body. We are the body. Hallelujah. He's the head. We're the body. But the body needs to move. Head can't go no place without the body. We're His hands and His feet and His mouthpiece. You know, we prayed with... It's so awesome. I got another testimony. In Germany, we prayed with a man from Ethiopia. Acts chapter 8. There was a man of Ethiopia reading the Bible. You know, the man from Ethiopia came the next day to that church. We had led him to Christ. What happened to him? Came to church the next day. The pastor was just shocked when this man from Ethiopia walked in his church.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And you know what else shocked him? The man from Ethiopia went out of the street. And he talked to other Ethiopians.
Amen.
Glory to God. So people from Ethiopia got saved in Germany. Because the Spirit of the Lord told us, go into the highways and the byways. The Spirit spake to Philip and said, arise, go to that chariot. And he arose and went. He didn't just hear it, he did it. He was a doer of the word, and he was blessed in his deed. Just like we'll be tomorrow. We'll be blessed in our deed. We're going to be blessed tomorrow. Isn't that great to know you're going to be blessed? We're going to be blessed tomorrow. Say, I'm going to be blessed tomorrow. Say, I'm blessed tonight. Say, I'm going to be blessed tomorrow. And many other people are going to be blessed too.
They were cursed,
but they will be blessed. And the blessings of Abraham
will come upon them
and upon us.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Hallelujah. Who healeth all thy iniquities. Forgiveth thine iniquities. Healeth all thy diseases. That's the kind of God we serve. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8 says He never changes. Praise God. I just ask for some little music here, please. Glory to God forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for coming out on a Friday night. And thanks for coming out on a Saturday morning. I'm going to thank you beforehand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the singers.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I don't know everybody in this house tonight. I call it a house. It's a house of prayer. I just ask everybody to bow your heads. I know some ministers don't like people to bow their heads. I like bowing my head once in a while, closing my eyes. Amen. If you're here tonight, I don't know everybody. If you're here tonight and you really don't know for sure that you'd go to heaven if something happened to you tonight, would you lift your hand to heaven so I could pray for you? Anybody in this place? You don't have that blessed assurance tonight. You hope or think you'd go to heaven, but you really don't know. Glory to God forever. Everybody saved tonight? Thank you, Lord, for saving all these people. I wonder how they got saved. I wonder if someone told them about being born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all my brothers and my sisters. If you're here tonight, you're born again. Maybe you're having sickness in your body tonight. I want you to come up here and we'd just like to pray for you. Anybody here that's dealing with symptoms or sickness in your body, like to pray for you tonight? He sent His word and healed them, it says. Hallelujah. 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 You need, brother.